bright star in the morning rising. There's a bright star in the morning rising. There's a bright star in the morning rising. Day is a breaking in my soul.
Lao Tzu says, to realize that you do not understand is a virtue. Not to realize that you do not understand is a defect. He's saying what all the mystics are saying, that you can only start learning, growing, if you are clean, if you let go of the past, of the conditioning. And not to realize that, then you have a defect that is hindering you to grow. And hardly anybody comes to that understanding that they don't know. Because it's scary to not know. Not knowing is the beginning of knowing. Oh, sweet is Babaji. After writing to you yesterday, this happened. Heart was very happily bouncing over to your letterbox. Very, very happy and content that I finally was writing to you. 2 or 3 hours later, mind kicks in. What did you just do? What did you just write? Stupid, stupid. That did not make any sense. This is how the mind is. So that's why I say, don't listen to the mind. And how you go beyond it is that you do that in spite of your mind. Because that impulse to write, to share, comes from your heart. But you are so used to being run by the mind, to listen to the mind, that you don't allow it. So you have to practice. You have to practice to take risk, to come out of your safety. Heart contracts, has no excuses because it does not know excuses. Then soon the heart relaxes. Of course, I understand that truth cannot be expressed in words, but I cannot use that as an excuse not to stand up for myself, for my heart, as much as possible. No. Because words is what we use, no? It's the only thing we use, no? So that's how you, is one way of expressing yourself. I love your advice when going in, be silence. When coming out, be love. Sinking deeper into the silence, I can feel an urge in my heart to come out as love. That is the two ways. When going in, be silence. And out of that silence, if you really go deep in your inner silence, is blissful silence. It's not a dead silence, it's a alive, blissful silence. And then, of course, love comes out of that. Sinking deeper into silence, I can feel an urge in my heart to come out as love. Yes. For me, these are same coin, just two sides now. It doesn't matter. When you are with yourself, be silent. Enjoy. Because in silence you disappear, everything becomes harmonious. Everything is silent except in the mind. And what is more human than love? That is existence's way of sharing the silence, the universal silence. Before the word, there was silence. That they say in almost all the holy books. Aum. Before any word, there was silence. No? So become silence. Then that word that comes out will be of love. As if my true nature was a music instrument. It's no time to be played. Just have to get out of my way and let it happen. Yes. That's why I go on reminding you, just get out of your own way. And when it happens, help it. It is, you are on the right way. Thank you a million times for sharing how. Love, 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 Himani. Just get out of your own way and don't listen to that judging mind. Then you also write, beloved Swaha, I stopped thinking I should be more grateful. And there was gratefulness. As long as you think, you are in the mind. When thinking stops, only then can you fall into gratefulness. If you are really grateful, there is no thoughts of it. You are just overflowing in gratefulness. I stopped believing I'm natural and there was pure nature, innocence, yes. Believing also in the mind, same thing. Get out of the mind, get out of your own way and you are natural. It's always there waiting, it's hilarious. I stopped wanting to express myself and there was silence. Thank you, love, Imani. So, also, stopped wanting to express myself. Because who wants to express herself? It's the ego. And there was silence. And silence is so much more beautiful. It's the cream. It's the dessert. Yes, it is necessary also to express yourself. First, you have to become something before it can drop. But you must have expressed yourself so much. You're a crazy lady. So you have expressed yourself so many times and been crazy, running around, making a lot of dramas. No. Phew. Done that, been there. Let's be silent. And then the bliss of silence. That somebody who's busy becoming, expressing themselves, they can never feel. In silence, you disappear. That's the only way silence can occur. And let any expression come from that silence. Then expressions will be beautiful. If it comes from the mind, which is what you are used to, then it will just be confusion. So many conflicts, so many dramas. Very good. Sweet beloved Master, so much is moving and many things are coming up these days. Can I ask you to shed some light on this? I have noticed for some time now that I feel powerless or losing my energy when I'm with my partner. I'm very lucky to be in a loving relationship, intimate and friendly. So I have felt a bit lost for what reason I would feel this way. But the core has something to do with my emotions. I have seen that when things come up and emotions arise, I hold back. So when this is happening in the retreat, I go for a walk or my room, I meditate, sometimes katat or shake. Sometimes we share after when everything is fine again. I felt I was doing this in such a right way, not taking it out on my partner, but being responsible for my own things. But something started to move now, coming up, saying there is something lying under this right way. Feeling, I certainly understood the rejection I feel is in me, that he is the mirror showing me my own rejection. It looks so obvious when I write it now, but I didn't see it until now. When I realized this, I felt an acceptance for all that was there inside, and a space widening up where I felt an immense strength and energy. I see that by holding something back, I also give away my power, my strength, and this is the reason for feeling powerless. Beloved, can I ask you to shed some light on this? How I can meet this, not only with myself, but also with my partner. How can I be fully myself, not giving away my power in a relationship? Yours devoted, Lena. Then you wrote me, no need to read the letter. But I have to, because it has been there for some time, and even though I know that being around, everything will clear out and new insights will come, but this is important for you and for everyone. And you say you're doing this in such a right way. There is no right way. So, what I pick up on is that you have some idea that how things should be, even in a relationship, and that we cannot have. What I'm teaching you is just to be open, to trust the love. There is no right way. Right way is just to be in the moment. And you cannot have a right way then, because every moment is new. So you don't know what is the right way. If you're going to be fresh, you don't know. If it's raining tomorrow and we expected sun, then what can you say? This is not the right way? No. But this is how we are. So that is what is coming up in you. You have to drop any ideas, anything that you have learned of how things should be, and especially in a relationship, because that will always challenge you. And also you say, I feel powerless or losing your energy when I'm with the partner. So why not? Why should you keep your power? Why should you keep your power? To be in a relationship, in a loving relationship, isn't it better to just be a pudding? How could us, if you are powerful, two pieces of steel meeting, clong, clong, clong. At least if it's two puddings, now. But then if you have an idea, I lose my power. Okay, that is your problem, but in a relationship, as far as I'm concerned, it's all about love. That should be the main thing. And if there is no love, then there comes many other things. Keep my boundary, my power, my strength, my limits, all these things, which is all made of your idea of how things should be, the right way, or your ego. But then there cannot be a melting in love. Love means that you have an opportunity to disappear, to become one. That is what love is. You become one. In love, there is only one. There is love. So as long as you are there, as long as you are an ego or having some ideas, there cannot be that melting to become one. Then it has to be two, that sometimes these two meet. Once in the blue moon, maybe. And that's why a relationship is so difficult. But if it's clear that it is love, it's love we're taking care of, then you have to put yourself aside and surrender to that love. And if both do that, then there's love there. You have to stay out of the way. If I lose my power, so what? I have love. What do you want? Huh? But this is how we are. This is how you function. This is how the ego functions. And that's, you are still in it. And the courage is to lose that. Lose your boundaries, lose your ideas, lose what is right. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. All that bullshit. 50 Shades of Grey. And whatever. You have to be in the moment. And if it's clear that it's love, that you want to be together in a relationship, in the foundation of love, then you have to be available to meet as that, whatever comes up. There is no right way. Love is the way. And love is very, very scary for the ego, because it has to go. The ego cannot be there if there is love. So it's either or. Either there is ego or there is love. Because ego means that this is the separate. That is your whole packet, your conditioning, your personality, your ego, how things should be, even how love should be. So that is hindering you from love, and everybody is locked into that. That's why love is so seldom it happens. So when you are lucky to be in a loving relationship, intimate and friendly, then just melt more and more. But I have a feeling, which many women are, it's almost like they want to be stronger. And that is also understandable because the man has been misusing you for so long. So maybe from the past also, I know you are in a society, you're living in the Western world, and you want to be strong. I know you have even Wonder Woman, and Supergirl, and all this powerful, the women wants to be almost like man, feminism. But that is not how it is in reality. A woman should be soft, receptive, creative, relaxed, caring. This is the quality of the woman. And remember what Lao Tzu says, and what this one says also. The soft will always win over the hard. Always. So if you are man or woman, relax. Be soft. Because only in that soft, melting space can love or healing or silence or meditation happen. So any idea, as long as you are there, feeling that you are very, very powerful, or feeling that you are very, very weak, or feeling that you are on the right path, or feeling you are on the wrong path, it doesn't matter. You are still there. So when that you goes, then suddenly, wow, how to function? That is the trust I'm talking about. You have to function out of the innocence of the moment, which is very difficult. You have to surrender to the whole. So it is, many women has become very, they have to prove themselves almost. Or maybe you are alone with the children, the father of the children has gone, and you have to take care of them, and you have to be strong, you have to survive. So it's something deep in this generation. You want to make it also. You want to show yourself. But it's no need anymore. Not in this place. Because everybody, men or women, they have to... They have to be soft. It's the only way. Look at all the mystics. How powerful do they see? How does Ramana Maharshi look like? Yeah, you have some rascal like Gurdjieff. But he was born when it was bullets flying over his head. So what can you expect? But any woman? No. So the way is of the feminine. That is my part. That is Lao Tzu's part. It's not of the strength. Because there's nothing to prove. It's nowhere to get either. Because who should prove anything? What you have to do is to accept things as they are. Yes, all these things are in the process, in the learning process. But that's why I'm talking about it, because many people are in the middle of it, or they haven't even come there. They have ideas. I have seen that when things come up and emotions arise, I hold back. Yes, don't hold back. And to let go of any emotion or any feeling, you go beyond them. So it is a subtle way not to just unconsciously throw it out and not to repress it. And that's also what you are saying, that your partner is the mirror showing me my own rejection. Yes, because the closer you come to yourself, there is nothing to prove, there is no right way, there is no wrong way, everything is as it is. So it must be somebody there, and that have also comparison, rejections, ideas, all that has to go. Which is very scary, because you will collapse as you are. That is the trust. When I realized this, I felt an acceptance for all that was there inside, and a space widening up where I felt an immense strength and energy. Yes, and this is the right strength. That is not power, it's strength. It's an inner strength. It's not even your strength. It comes from the whole. How much strength, power can you have when you are separate? When you melt, when you surrender, then you have the strength of the whole. That is the trust, that is the surrender I'm talking about. Then all ideas, you have to trust that. I see that by holding something back, I also give away my power, my strength, and this is the reason for feeling powerless. Yes, but that's the thing, don't hold back. But remember, we are trained to be fighters, to have conflict, to get ahead, to have right and wrong. It has to go. Because true strength comes from being real, whatever it is. When you have the courage to just accept yourself as you are, then the true strength comes, because then the whole existence is saying, oh my God, here's somebody who accepts herself instead of fighting. How can you feel? Then is your little strength instead of the strength of the whole. Then existence will love you because you are courageous enough to say and behave as you are. But that is never a struggle. That is never a fight. That is never power. That is never showing off. That is accepting. And accepting yourself, then whatever is happening is fine. As long as you want something, then there is a problem. As long as you have some desire, some idea that something is missing, then there is a problem. That means you are not content, you're not happy as you are in this moment. And everything is perfect. How can I be fully myself, not giving away my power in a relationship? You can only be fully yourself when you give away your power. It's just the opposite. Which is so frustrating especially for the Western ego. But what can I say? This is how it is. Because men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus. They are from the planet Love. They came from the planet Love. And before they accept that, how can they be together and live happily? And even going beyond this idea of man and woman. Love is universal. It's where you meet, it's where you become one. So you have to go, even though you are in a woman's body, you are in a man's body, you have to go beyond that, all your ideas, for love really to flower, which is shattering for the ego. And that's why it doesn't happen. At the most, just body meets. Hump, 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 hump. 50 Shades of Grey. How blissful are they? No, we're going to enjoy. Okay, let me strap you down. Rap, rap, rap. How can I fully myself, not giving away my power in a relationship? But this, again, this is just from my truth, how I see it. Maybe you have to go through a lot hardship to come to that understanding, to that acceptance in your life. They didn't build Rome in a day, they said. So, love is one, but for that one to happen, you have to go beyond you, me, separate, or losing my power, or getting my power, or being something. You have to surrender to love. And because this is not accepted or realized of people, they cannot meet in that space. Out of love, everything becomes holy. So, for me, in a relationship, like with everything, like my friend, Dr. Nelson says, you are unconditional love. That's what I'm love. Whatever you put that into, it becomes beautiful. But love has to be the focus, not you. You have to surrender to love. And I hope that you all get closer to that. But love is very threatening to the ego. I will read you a story that Osho told about Mira, an enlightened mystic, a woman mystic. There is a beautiful story about the great woman mystic of India, Mira. She was really a mad devotee, a mad bhakta, a tremendous love and ecstasy with God. She was a queen, but she started dancing in the streets. The family disowned her. The family tried to poison her. The family itself, because it was a disgrace for the royal family. The husband was feeling so embarrassed, and particularly so in those days. And the story belongs to one of the most traditional parts of this country, Rajasthan, where for centuries nobody had seen women's faces. They were covered, always covered. Even the husband might not have been able to recognize his wife in the daylight because they were meeting only in the night, in the darkness. In those days, in such a stupid climate, in such a milieu, the queen started dancing in the streets. Crowds would gather, and she was so drunk with the divine, with her love, and her sari, her dress, would slip down. Her face would be exposed, her hands would be exposed, and the family was obviously very, very much disturbed. This is just an example. If you let go and just being spontaneous, you will be an outsider. But if you really have tasted it, then who cares? Even she was a queen, she couldn't hold back, she couldn't behave. She didn't follow the rules. And she had met her guru, so she had a taste of the love. And she became a Krishna devotee of God. Krishna is one of the gods. But she sang such a beautiful songs, the most beautiful songs ever sang in the whole country, because they came from her very heart. They were not composed. They were spontaneous outpourings. She was a devotee of Krishna. She loved Krishna. And she told her husband, "Don't go on believing that you are my husband. My husband is Krishna. You are not my husband, only a poor substitute." That is shattering for the king. That's why also many of these gurus get in conflict, because the husbands get very mad. But it's a different love. Or it is love. The king was very much angry. He expelled her from the kingdom. She was not allowed to enter the territory. And she went to Mathura, the place where Krishna has been. Krishna had died thousands of years before, but for her, he was as alive as ever. That is the mystery of love. It transcends the barriers of time and space. Krishna was not just an idea to her. He was a reality. She talked to him. She slept with him. She hugged him. She kissed him. Nobody else could see Krishna, but she was absolutely aware of him. Krishna represented to her the very spirit of existence, what Buddha calls Dharma, the law. That is the masculine formation, to say it, the masculine expression, the law. Mira calls Krishna my beloved. Not law, but love. That is the feminine heart. She reached Mathura. There is one of the greatest temples of Krishna, and she and the head priest of that big temple had taken the vow that he would not see any woman in his life. For 30 years he had not seen any woman. No woman was allowed to enter into the temple, and he never left the temple. That is how it is when you have an idea about the right way, the spiritual, the religious way. You think, the priest thinks that he is for God, for he is for Krishna. But it's all in his own mind. He's very square, very limited, very fanatic. When Mira reached there, she danced at the gate of the temple. The gods became so enchanted, magnetized, that they forgot to prevent her. She entered into the temple. She was the first woman after 30 years to enter the temple. And imagine how afraid this poor priest had been for a woman. Why being so afraid of a woman? Because of his sexual desires. His animal instinct. So you have to lock yourself in a cage instead of understanding your own energy and transform it. This is how many religions are. The head priest was worshipping Krishna. When he saw Meera, he could not believe his eyes. He was so mad, he shouted at her, "Get out from here, woman! Get out! Get out of this temple! Don't you know that no woman is allowed here? This is a holy temple." Meera just laughed and said, "As far as I know that except God, everybody is a woman. You too." And after 30 years of worshipping Krishna, do you still think you are male? It opened the eyes of the head priest. He had a realization and fell at the feet of Meera. He said, nobody have said such a thing ever before to me. But I can see now. I can feel it. It is the truth. At the highest peak, whether you follow the path of love or meditation, you become feminine. This priest must be a lover of Krishna, but he had never met an enlightened being before. And Meera reminded him, you have to go beyond your form. It doesn't matter if you are in a woman's form or a male form, in a male body or a female body. That spirit, God, is inside. Wake up. And when you hear the truth from somebody who lives it, it can shock you to your very core. And he had an awakening experience. And he fell down at the feet. And he said, nobody has ever said such a thing. I can see it, I can feel it. It is the truth. You cannot deny the truth. It is as it is. And also say, at the highest peak, whether you follow the path of love or meditation, you become feminine. You become soft. Aum Shanti. But don't worry, that is on the highest peak. If you want to be still hard, no problem. How good it is to relax. How good it is to be soft. How good it is just to disappear.
Through the water, through the mist in my eyes, your presence. I bless myself, I bless myself, I am, I am. My love, reach beyond my skin. What was lost, what was taken, so painfully separation, but you're here.
Hare 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 Hare.